now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo and I am your host for this program. I've been on the air for 20 years. 20 years, ladies and gentlemen, helping people deal with stress. Now, I would like to share something from a book that I just published. It's called The Best of Roland, Timeless Advice, Insight and Guidance from 20 Years of Helping People. I'm going to start reading from Chapter 2. It's called A 19-Year Retrospective. It was March of 1990 that I walked into the offices of KEST Radio to inquire about buying airtime. Back then, KEST had a penthouse on Market Street in San Francisco. My account representative and producer was LeBaron King, a truly fine gentleman, who later became a producer at KNBR. I don't know where he is now, but I hope he's doing well. I began at 11:30 in the morning and did my program live from the studio. I took calls, and it was fun. As the years went by, I had airtime at various hours, but not once was the program ever self-supporting. Of course, I've had doubts, and I've often wondered if I'm just wasting my time doing an imitation of someone else, or perhaps doing a vanity thing. I've often wondered if I might have been intended to do something important, but through personal failing, I proved myself to be unworthy of the calling. Yet, I'm still here and still saying the same thing as I did 19 years ago. What I say is still true. One thing I do know for sure is, as the great mystic Madame Guyon once said, I cannot deny the truth that God did touch upon my life and rescue me from darkness. Nor can I deny that I am capable of putting into words the way to come back to God through intuition, repentance, standing back from thought, and being more forgiving and less reactive. Whatever failings and weaknesses I may have, I know what I know, and I can express the how of recovery better than anyone I've ever heard, with one notable exception. I'm sure that whatever comes of me and of my program, I will certainly receive better than I deserve. I will make a few general observations based on my 19 years experience. Well, then I go into some observations, and I'll go into those later. I'm reading from my book called The Best of Roland. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, a little window into the life of Roland Trujillo, and I have been here for 20 years now. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I help people deal with stress. And yes, I do, and I'm not being overly bold when I say this, and I'm not being prideful. I do show people the way back to God. But, you know, it sometimes takes a lot for people to be able to understand where I'm coming from and what I'm saying. Well, people can understand where I'm coming from, but they don't like it. Let me explain. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we humans, we have something called pride. See, we're actually born... Well, we're born with propensity to be prideful. Then as we go through life, we are teased and challenged and pressured, and people are mean to us and unfair, and we have a natural pridefulness anyway. So we have a natural pridefulness where we bristle at being corrected. I mean, how many people like to be corrected? Someone comes up to you and says, "Hey, dummy, you got it all wrong." See, they may be saying so in a good-natured way. They want to help you, but we don't like it. If somebody says, "Hey, your shoelaces are untied," or your makeup is smeared, or you've got something on top of something is on your hair. See, chewing gum is stuck on your shoe. And, you know, we don't like it. And if somebody criticizes us and says, "You know, you're not a nice person, or you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing," why, we resent it, typically. See? We react with resentment. So now, if you can see that that's the case, now that's a very interesting thing. Let's talk about that more when I come back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals.
But for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. So what is this that we see about human beings now? Look, animals are not that way. Animals don't bristle at correction. Of course, animals don't understand it always. And of course, well, animals, not all animals like to be corrected. That's true. But you get my point. We tend to be very sensitive. We're prideful. We have a chip on our shoulder. We have a grudge against people. See, we don't like being dissed. In fact, we can become so paranoid that we think we've been dissed even when we haven't. See, somebody can walk by you and not say good morning and you think, who does she think she is? She walked right by me without even saying good morning. Then later it turns out that, she just had cataract surgery and didn't see you, or she had a headache, or she was rushing because she just got a phone call that there was some emergency at home. You see what I mean? So we're quick to judge. So let's talk about human nature, and that way you can see why what I offer here is corrective. See, I correct the fault. I point out faults. And if you see the fault, if you see the error, see, if you see your own wrong, and you don't like what you see, well, then what? Then you yearn to be different. See? You yearn to be different. And that's the beginning of salvation, this pure yearning for truth, for correction. Okay? Now, let's talk. Now, see, there are a lot of people that are very nice. There are a lot of people in prison that are nice, or in the inner city that are basically decent people. But they've been taken advantage of, abused and used and scammed and tricked, and everyone is trying to get over on them. And, see, they don't trust anybody. They don't believe anybody. See? And so these people, sometimes they're very nice, and they yearn for the truth. And so that is a two-edged sword. On the one hand, if they find the truth, the real truth, then they're reconciled to truth, they're reconciled to God, they're reconciled to conscience, their life changes. But if someone or something should come along in the guise of truth, see, and pretend, see, to be the real thing when they're not, then they can be misled because they have such a yearning for truth. Fortunately, most of them are very good at seeing through deception, so they may not fall for it. But anyway, here's the point that I'm trying to get at. That is that in order to recover from, see, and now the other thing I want to say is that we're very sensitive to stress. See, a lot of people there are plenty of stresses out there anyway. But the fact that we become resentful, irritated, angry, impatient, full of rage, full of resentment, full of hostility, full of judgment toward our husband, our wife, our brother, our neighbor, our co-worker, somebody else, see? We stress ourselves. See, the fact that we become irritated, that we're not patient and calm and forgiving. So we form traumatic memories of little bits and little times when we hated somebody, when we resented somebody, when we were irritated at somebody, when we were angered at somebody. You see what I mean? So we build up this huge stress inside of us, and no longer we have headaches and tummy aches. And see, no wonder, because we're all stressed out. So part and parcel of becoming, of learning to deal with stress is learning to be patient with people, learning not to resent people. See, learn to see people, yes, see their weaknesses, but don't hate them for their weaknesses. See, learn to not be so prideful. Okay? Now, what is it that will correct this ego? Now, I want to talk about this ego, but I want to say one more thing, and that how can we be corrected? Remember I said there are a lot of people that are basically decent, but all they've ever been is used and abused and deceived and tricked and scammed and, see? And so they become contemptuous. See, a lot of women become contemptuous because men, they see, all they've ever seen are men that are like animals. Weak men, groveling men, violent men, wimpy men, and women addicted men, see, they see men's weaknesses and it makes her contemptuous, full of contempt for the animal that the man is. You see what I mean? And for a woman like that, see, to, well, but is that good for her soul? Of course not, because it builds her pride. See, it builds her pride, so she puffs up like a cobra in pride, and that prevents her her soul from softening. See, and coming back to God, see, it puts a bar between her and God. So it's very bad for her. But because men are so contemptible, she has contempt for them. You see what I mean? So then, so can you see then that for these people, like the woman who's contemptuous of men, or the person from the inner city that's just been scammed and used and abused and has never known any love and all that type of thing, see? For them for their soul to begin to soften, and for them to be corrected of the fault, corrected of pride, corrected of resentment and hostility and judgment toward others, they would have to meet someone who was indeed, they would have to meet, find a truth that was really true, that was pure and true and strong, strong in a good way. See? Which would correct them, by in which they could humble them, in which they could be, their soul could be humbled, in the presence of which they could be contrite and sorry. See, a lot of us refuse to be sorry because there's nobody we want to be sorry to. Maybe we tried being sorry to somebody one time and then they took advantage. See, or we looked up to somebody and then they disappointed us. See, we looked up to someone and they betrayed us. So, I'll never forget the beautiful movie Robin Hood, the original Robin Hood, where Robin thumbed his nose at authority and would bow his knee to no man until the good King Richard the Lionhearted came back, a truly noble man. And when the truly good king came back, Robin got on his knee and said, "Sire," see, because he loved and respected the good king. He had nothing but contempt for the phony authorities who were no good, but he loved what was truly good. See? So that's what the truth is all about. I am not the truth, but I point to truth. I point to truth, the wordless truth, to what you know in your heart, to the light of truth that shines, and in which you can see. As I say it, your soul can see, you see it. See? So I'm like awakening you to this inner truth, which is good and which is pure, and which does have your best interests at heart, and which will not betray you. My name is Roland Trujillo. Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The program is Common Sense. the Roland Trujillo Show. And I've been here for 20 years. See, I help people deal with stress. So if you see, if your soul was softened, then you wouldn't sweat the small stuff. Have you ever had a situation where something really bad happened, like maybe your mom or your dad or somebody near and dear to you was in the hospital, maybe they had a heart attack or something, or your brother or sister was in the hospital, and you rushed there, and see, and you visited with them, and it was kind of touch and go. You didn't know if they would be okay or not. And then you wandered around the hospital corridors, and you went out into the world, and all of a sudden, you felt distant. You felt a little bit distant to everything, see? And all the things that had been so important, all of a sudden, they paled into insignificance. And you saw people, and they rushed here and there, and somebody cut in front of you in line, and somebody else honked their horn at you, and it didn't faze you a bit. It was like out there in the distance, and it didn't even touch you. Whereas otherwise, you might have become angry and impatient, or gotten into an argument with them. Now it wasn't important anymore in view of the big scheme of things, and that your loved one in the hospital would get well. That was all that was important. Are you with me? So if you can awaken to truth, so you can have this beautiful truth accompanying you, then see, it'll be a very beautiful thing, because you'll realize that life, that there is truth, life has a purpose, that you are known. Yes, God does know you. And he doesn't hate you, see. And if deep in your heart you see that you've done something wrong and you're sorry, then you feel a little sad in the light of truth, and he forgives you. See, it's that simple. Now, so what I was going to say is we all need to be corrected of this fault. We all inherit this propensity to pridefulness, which gets worse as we go through life. And we judge other people, and especially when we're taken advantage of or abused or used, see, then we hate people, what we do, we hate, and we puff up in pride. So now you see what this pride is. Pride has two sides. It has a king side, or king or queen side, if you will. We love to be praised and worshipped. See, who of us doesn't like to be praised, even if we know it's not true? Or someone who to worship us, oh, you look so wonderful. Even if it's not true, we still like it anyway, don't we? We like to be praised, see? And we resent criticism, see? And if somebody does something to us that we don't like, well, then in our mind, see, in our imagination, we become judge, jury, and executioner, and we condemn them. So we want praise, we want glory, we want worship, we want things to go our way. And when someone doesn't have respect for us or don't see us in a good light, then we condemn them, see? So we play the judge. So God is both king and judge. But because he's God, it's his right, it's his prerogative. But when we play king or queen and judge, then we're usurping God's prerogative. In other words, we're playing God. See? We're playing God over other people. Even when we secretly judge them and hate them and condemn them, we're playing God. You see what I mean? And a mean-spirited one we are. So now can you see why we have conflict? So now can you see why people really don't, why many people don't really, really like the truth? Because when they really encounter the truth, it makes them aware of their own wrong. It makes them aware that they're not God. You see what I mean? And until they're ready to soften their heart, until they're ready to repent, until they're ready to bow the knees of their minds to the Creator, see, by way of his truth, his wordless truth, then they will flee. They won't like the truth. They won't like it. And they won't like people that are honest. See? Are you with me? All right. So now perhaps you can see why this program is so difficult. It's my job to make you aware of your own phoniness, of your own wrongness, your own pridefulness, your own resentfulness, your own sneakiness. See? And some people will say, thanks, Roland, I needed that. Other people will bristle and resent me. See? Are you with me? All right. So that's what I do. So I'm definitely not going to, this is not going to be as popular as a Madonna concert or an LA Lakers game or something. But surely there are people who benefit. So those of you who can hear where I'm coming from and kind of like it, well, you better start responding. I'll be right back. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write or email us, or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, start responding. Respond, respond, respond to the truth. And be grateful that I'm here. See? And be glad that I'm saying what I'm saying. See? Now, you know, I thought here in the Los Angeles area, down here in San Bernardino and the Inland Empire and Los Angeles, why, I thought there were, you know, there were millions of people. I thought there would be people here who are looking for the truth. People who love the truth and want some real answers. People who are all stressed out and wonder why, would like to have real answers. See, and people who are having trouble with their kids and want to know, well, instead of just blaming their kids, saying, well, where am I going wrong? How, see? I thought there would be a lot of people like that in the Los Angeles area. So here I am. Here I am, a regular person. See, just like you, a regular person. So here I am, a regular person, speaking to you, you know, like we're sitting at a table, having a cup of coffee, and I'm not lording it over you with degrees and, you know, titles behind my name or anything. I'm just a regular person, so here I am, telling you the truth. See, so I'm your true friend. And best part of it, too, is that I'm doing it on the radio. See, I don't know you personally, but I'm just speaking here because I do know, you know, I know people. I'm speaking in principles that you can see are true. And so, you know, it's personal but anonymous. Radio is personal, but it's anonymous. I don't know you, and you know, I don't want anything from you, but I would like you to respond to the message positively and benefit from it, see? You can listen to me from now until doomsday, and unless you respond to the truth behind the words. See, when I say these words, they awaken you to the truth. It's like you're the light within you. If you can, and you can see what I'm saying is true in the light of truth, you see what I'm saying is true. See, and then when I'm gone, when the program's over, then you say, "Well, what did he say?" You don't even remember what I said. See, but it awakened you. So I'm like a catalyst. See, I'm like a catalyst, like an enzyme, like a catalyst. I awaken you to truth, and then I'm gone. See, and I don't want anything from you. I don't need anything from you. Yeah, of course, somebody could send me some money to help keep the program on the air, of course. Which hardly anybody does, so I want to mention, and I have a right to mention this, because I go on for weeks and weeks and months and years. So, and a lot of times I don't say a word about needing help. So once in a while I can say it, because there are people who do have the means that they could help me. To some people, $500 or $1,000 or even $10,000 is nothing. It's nothing, see. But to me, a little person just barely... I'm actually living at the poverty level. How I manage to my books and make all the tapes and CDs and put this program on the air for 20 years, it's like, well, it's almost like a miracle. But here I am doing it. It's a labor of love. I buy the airtime. I have to pay for it, so I could use the help. All right. I'll be right back. Hello. This is Roland Trujillo, director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. Well, it's a mystery, ladies and gentlemen, why some people will hear my program and they will respond with joy and with gratitude, and wonderful changes will begin to take place in their life. And they get the meditation, get some of my books, and it's just a wonderful, 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 wonderful thing. And other people listen and never respond. See, it's a mystery. But that's, you know, God gave us the freedom. He gave us freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Please listen in again every Saturday morning at 7:30 for this program. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.